You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Thank you for joining another edition of Bumps and Thumps, Talk of Wrestling. I'm Brian Ferguson. Today, my guest is a pro wrestler, promoter, announcer, and a former two-time NWA Southern Junior Heavyweight Champion. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Dustin Starr. Dustin, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on Bumps and Thumps.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. And very rarely do I get introduced as the NWA, what was it, the Sooner Junior Southern Heavyweight Champion?
Yeah. I did a little research.
That was so long ago. Oh, my gosh. That was before the NWA was really cool again, actually.
Yeah, I looked into you a little bit, and I knew you were a wrestler, so I tried to find some titles. I know you won some, and that I found that. Yeah. And so
very interesting.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. So I want to talk about, if we can, kind of where you grew up at, your family, if you did some schooling before you got into wrestling, anything like that. So let's talk about your childhood a little bit, if we could.
Yeah, man. No, I just grew up in Memphis, and ever since I was 5 years old, wanted to be a pro wrestler. And it was because of Memphis wrestling every Saturday morning, Monday nights at Mid-South Coliseum. That was the place to be. So we were all about it.
Yeah.
And really, I grew up in the wrestling business because I started training with Outlaw Don Bass, who was one half of the Assassins. They had the yellow mask with the black face. Very famous, legendary tag team here in Memphis. But then also he was the singing cowboy, Don Bass. Okay. So I trained with him in Jericho, Arkansas. I started when I was 15 and just – here we are, what, 20, almost 25 years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just basically growing up in Memphis. That's all I wanted to do. That was it. There was about a second where I thought maybe I wanted to play football.
Yeah.
But I love football, but it was pro wrestling, man. That was our professional sports team before here in Memphis, before the Grizzlies, before the Redbirds, before the Memphis Tigers. Well, Tigers were always popular, but that was our sports team was Memphis wrestling.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't get it very often because I grew up in the 80s. So cable wasn't really around until about the mid 80s. And when I saw Jerry Lawler or Dundee, Austin Idol, Tommy Rich, those guys, it would be usually through the AWA because they worked with them. And I saw clips of them when Lawler won the title from Henning in 88 and all that. So
I was there May 9th, 1988.
Were you there?
I was there with my uncle and my mom. I remember Jackie Fargo counted four. I remember the big celebration as my uncle was carrying me out, my Uncle Vince, and I was watching him celebrate.
Yeah.
And we had to get out of there a little early so we could beat the traffic. But I was there for that. You just have those little snippets of memories.
Yeah.
And that's one of them that I had.
Yeah.
From Mid-South Coliseum for sure.
Yeah. So, and I saw on a program a few weeks ago on YouTube, Jerry Jarrett.
Yes.
Presented the title. How did you get in with him and getting, you know, to know him and all that?
That's actually kind of a funny story. I met him at the re-premiere of the Memphis Heat movie here at the Paradiso in Memphis. Very cool, nice guy. I've always had a really good relationship with Jeff and worked with him a lot. And, you know, in front of the camera and behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the Conrad Thompson podcast with Bruce Pritchard, you know, the, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I was on a radio program talking wrestling every Saturday. So I said, well, let's get Jerry Jarrett on.
Yeah.
And when we had him on, we were shocked to find out that he had no idea about his newfound, you know, fame of, well, you know, and chicken salad and all that kind of stuff. And so we actually broke the news to him on the air.
Wow.
And he thought it was funny. And so anyways, that's kind of how the relationship started. And then, of course, he's kept up with the Memphis wrestling, keeps up with the product. And he was actually really excited when we reached out. And big shout out to Pro Shingle, our top guys, man. Actually, he just walked right by. But say hello, Darren. Wave, Darren. There you go.
Hey, all right. Yeah.
But no, in all seriousness, though, you know, we care about the classic stuff, the history, and that was very important to have Jerry Jarrett come in and not only present that championship, but then, you know, basically give his blessing on it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. Pro Shingle helped along with bringing him in. Dave Brown is the official spokesperson for Pro Shingle. And also, of course, he's on our program.
Yeah.
He did a VIP experience, joined us at the broadcast booth. So you'll see classic Memphis wrestlers from yesteryear coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you'll see guys like Lance Archer from AEW or Teddy Long, who's coming in to be our general manager. Cowboy James Storm's going to come in here and raise some hell. I mean, so you got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got a roster that's fantastic that not many people have seen in the 15-year that we haven't had Memphis wrestling.
Yeah.
So you mesh all that together and you watch us on YouTube or on CW30, and it's should be a lot of fun.
I will tell you, folks that are listening or watching, you've got to watch this show. I've watched it. They've got a lot of great talent in there. And I'm not just saying that because you're on here. I've talked.
Yeah, I really enjoy it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got great up and coming stars. You know, that Bret Michaels is a guy that I see that just has unlimited potential. He could be your top guy. I'm sure he is, but I'm saying, you know, he has that potential to be the above the moon, you know. And
yeah, so a guy like Bret has been wrestling 20 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, 15 of those years, we didn't have Memphis wrestling on television. So there was a big part of his career that could have been seen by a lot of fans, and it just wasn't. And so at this point, you know, a lot of these guys and gals, they're veterans. They've been around a long time, but we don't know them because we didn't have a television program. And so now we're introducing them.
Right.
And so these veterans get an opportunity, but then also a lot of the young up and comers are getting the opportunities too.
Yeah.
And through the United Wrestling Network, a lot of people do get signed to have bigger and better opportunities. And that's our goal. Anybody that you see on our roster, we want to help put them on the next level in that next stage.
Yeah.
So
I've watched it. I enjoy it. United Wrestling Network, David Marquez, had an interview with him, probably about a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
And great guy, does a lot of work, just amazing. And how did you get partnered with him and this United Wrestling Network to get this going?
Man, it's just a typical pro wrestling story, I guess. He reached out to me on Facebook. He sent me a Facebook message, and this was probably 4 years ago or maybe even more at this point. And it was just one of those things where Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is syndicated across the United States, over 100 different stations. And a lot of those are CW stations or ABC affiliates, which CW 30 here in Memphis, Maria, my wife and I, we host the station and then also have our program there.
Yeah.
But then we also do some live stuff for local ABC 24 here. Mm-hmm. So anyways, he saw wrestlers were working with the station, but there was no wrestling on.
Yeah.
So, hey, why don't we put wrestling on there? And at that point, it was a syndication play. And I knew that people, if we called it Memphis Wrestling and it was from Hollywood, they would just Memphis wrestling fans. They know their wrestling. They are very particular, Brian. They know you can't pull the wool over their eyes. So we syndicated the program as a proof of concept. And it all started because Dave reached out on Facebook. And a lot of people don't know about Dave is Dave Marquez Productions is not just Hollywood Wrestling or United Wrestling Network. I mean, he does everything from MMA fights to boxing, you name it. If it's produced on television and it's somewhat of sports or entertainment, Dave does it. New Japan. Yeah. He was with NWA for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a lot of stuff. He was at Staples Center here, last week? That's big time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, so he does a lot of stuff and he's really helped us along the way. But it all started with a Facebook message. And then now I'm sitting right here inside the Wrestle Center.
Yeah,
where we have 6,000 square feet and this thing just launched and we're just trying to fine tune it. We've got some this is our merchandise area that we just updated. So anybody that's watching that have been here might say, I haven't seen that. And that's the thing about the Wrestle Center is every time you come back, we want there to be something different.
Yeah.
You know, and just take that next step. Each time you come back, there's something else that is like, wait, that wasn't here last time.
Yeah.
So we're still growing.
Yeah.
We're still getting there.
I went to Memphis. I've been there twice, but it's been about 5 years since last time we were there. And, you know, I went to Lawler's barbecue place. Yeah. I'm going to tell you,
come on down.
When I come back, when my wife and I, we're going to go to a show. I'm going to tell you that right now.
The Marriott is a good partner of ours, Brian. So we'll take care of you on the best rate for that. I promise you. It's 4 miles from the facility too. So you let me know.
All right. I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's talk about your wrestling career when you were a wrestler just for a few minutes. So what was that like? I mean, you know, you were in the NWA, were the junior Southern heavyweight champion. Did you travel a lot? Did you get to travel or were you mainly in Memphis or was you in some surrounding areas or?
A lot of it was the Mid-South. You know, you have Dyersburg, Covington, Corinth, Mississippi, Brighton, Tennessee, just all around the Mid-South is basically, that was NWA Mid-South is what that was back in the day. And I mean, it's cool and everything, but I don't put a lot of stock into that because I know what the NWA was back then.
Yeah.
In comparison to what it was today. And I'm not devaluing that at all. It just, that's just kind of how I see it.
Different
but yeah,
time.
Man. So yeah, that was one of the first titles that I won. And it was in the Dyersburg area. And I don't remember a whole lot about it. It was a white championship strap on it. but that was one of my first titles that I won there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just wrestling, I was signed with WWE in 2010.
Okay.
So I worked with them for several years, got signed. I was there for about a year. And then we agreed mutually to part ways because they knew that I wanted to do other stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I left and came back to Memphis, very positive outlook on WWE and all that. But now I work with the Memphis Grizzlies. I work with the Memphis Redbirds.
Oh, wow.
Just a lot of the sports teams here in Memphis. And
I
think before I always had the blinders on that I wanted to be a wrestler. And that was it.
Yeah.
And didn't really look at some of the other opportunities. And now you introduced me as a wrestling promoter. I never even looked at it like that until King Cobra introduced me in a business meeting as the Memphis wrestling promoter. And I thought, I almost said, what did you just call me? But it was like, wow, I guess that's what it is. And Jerry Jarrett, you mentioned him a minute ago. And I promise this has to do with my wrestling career, but just, you know, working in the ring for 20 years and then all the stuff that you learn, whether it was through osmosis or accident or just seeing people do it, you're putting it together and you're applying it. And when Jerry Jarrett came in, the first thing he said is he looked around and said, "Wow, this looks great." And then he pulled me to the side, even when the cameras were off. You know, it's one thing to book a guy to come out and perform for you. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, like behind the scenes, kind of letting you know that, hey, man, you're the next, you're the one after me.
Yeah. You know? That's pretty amazing.
And I thought that was, I got goosebumps just talking about, because, you know, there's Corey Macklin, there's several other wrestling promoters, but he's like, you're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. For him to put that seal of approval was great. Yeah. Dave Brown thought the same thing. King Cobra, I'm surprised he's not here. He basically lives in this building. So we've got our legends and stuff, and they like what we're doing. And, you know, I did wrestle on this program a couple of weeks back. So you never know when I might have to tear this suit off and kick somebody's butt. And there are a lot of fans out there that don't know that I wrestled for 20 years. So it's kind of interesting to see. It's a double-edged sword because I got to try to stay in shape. That way, if I take the suit off, they're not like, "What the heck is the announcer doing?" Instead, they're like, "Whoa, that's the announcer." That's kind of the goal. But still wrestling a little bit, but hosting hurts a whole lot less.
Yeah, you don't take quite a few bumps, right?
Not as many. Lance Archer scared me, though, I'll tell you that. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, you do. It's a great show.
It's youtube.com/championship wrestling. Very easy to find, or you can check us out at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Yeah. And Facebook, Instagram, all that, they're on everything. And I'll put that down at the bottom when I do the
description. Yeah, and we recently joined TikTok.
Well, there you go.
The heat and the fire came on. They were like, "How are you not on TikTok?" And I'm like, "What do I do on TikTok? Do you want me to dance or what? I don't know, man."
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. But there's a lot of interaction. And, the TV product is cool. I love the TV product, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
that social media interaction where people can say, "Hey, I like that," or "Hey, that sucked."
Yeah.
That's a lot. We do put a lot of value in that.
I know. Well, you know, on Facebook and stuff, I've noticed you put out little clips of you doing, if you're doing an event or you do your little chats. You were at the FedEx Center a few weeks ago outside there doing a chat. And that's great. I mean, you're promoting your brand, your product, and it is quality. It ain't some cheap, you know, home video.
I appreciate that.
And I'm saying that because it's true. And I really appreciate that because a few of the smaller places, they don't have the money and stuff. So I understand that they don't have the resources to do those kind of things like you can do. And it's great to see that because your product, your brand, in my opinion, is refreshing because it's different than what you see. The less eye candy, the less Hollywood, no offense to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Yeah, no, you're right, though.
Production. You're old school. You're back in the setting. Your setting on television or YouTube is you and your wife, Maria. You're at the desk. You're commentating. You're giving your opinions. You watch the show. They come out there. It's not all in the back or whatever. It's all out in one area like it used to be. And that's what we need back to.
It all happens at the desk. You know, some people say, "Why don't you do an in-ring promo?" Well, I mean, all the drama happens at the desk. I mean, it's the fight's going to start there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might even end there, but you never know what's going to happen. That's the whole thing. It's fun. It's fun coming up with brand new stuff every single week. But it is it's hectic too. There's a lot goes into it. But you're right. I mean, the Hollywood product looks great with all those TVs and stuff. But if you don't do it just right, you end up looking cheap. And so what we want to do is be really good at what we're good at.
Yeah.
So that's to give it a classic feel with, you know, a bit of fresh air, some new talent.
Yeah.
And it's not just all about what's in the ring too. I think the Wrestle Center is kind of like a boutique of it's a small company, but we're basically in a 6,000 square foot facility where we are the big dog in this facility. So when you come in, The next time you come into the Wrestle Center, instead of seeing a Topps Barbecue concession stand, you'll see a Topps Barbecue restaurant because we did some upgrades. When you go in, not only do we have the air conditioner and brand new premier seating, wait till you see the seating. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's going to be so comfortable. But man, there's just a lot of stuff that's going on to, that we can do to make ourselves look better, make it more enjoyable for the fans. For instance, you can watch the action that's going on in the ring while you're eating Topps Barbecue here at one of the booths. That's a little amenity that you don't have to go back out there. You can eat it here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're making changes here all the time and just, you know,
and that
rocking also, and rolling, man.
And it also shows that what money you're making, you're reinvesting back into your
business. Okay. So that's a whole different thing. The whole business side of it is actually go to Memphis Business Journal's website, or you can go to commercialappeal.com and just search Dustin Starr Memphis Wrestling. And they have some really good articles about, you know, how this all came about. Yeah. And really, it was kind of a proof of concept. And we started at one place that wasn't exactly ideal. But when the tickets sold, it was like, hey, let's do this. And then that's how this all came about. And we've had a lot of really good partners help. But then also the wrestlers. The wrestlers built the desk, the posse. They built the desk. You know, the seating, most of the pews and stuff, that was all built and worked on by the wrestlers because they want it. We all want it so bad. And so, it's been a monster. So from afar, it might be like, whoa, those guys got millions. But really, we're investing it all back into the business to make it better. And that way, we'll have longevity, too.
Yeah, and that's good that your wrestlers want to be involved in that because it puts their stamp on it. Like, okay, I'm a part of this. You know, I made
– yeah.
I was part of the desk. Man, I was part of all this stuff. And that's great.
We all grew up in the business together, man. We really did. And one of the guys was trying to say the other day that you could have done this without us. Sure. I mean, it wouldn't have been this, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It is what it is because of how we did it and who did it is how I feel. So going back to the show, if you watch those interviews at the desk, I'm bantering back and forth with them pretty strongly sometimes because I've known these guys and gals for 20 years, 15 years. There's a familiarity there to where we're a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that shows through on television because we've all known each other so long.
You can tell. You and your wife do great commentary. I mean, did you meet her through the wrestling or?
Well, through hockey. So I left the developmental territory, I was working in hockey and she was working there and that's how I met her. And then got her involved in wrestling a little bit. And
that's kind of great that you can do that because
that's my tag partner, man.
Yeah. I mean, but sometimes, you know, relationships when you're working together all the time,
I know
they don't pan.
I was talking to Boogeyman the other day. I want to bring the Boogeyman in. I think love his stuff. And when we were talking, I said, all right, well, let me go run it by the boss. And he started laughing. And I said, my business partner is my wife. He's like, brother, I know what you're talking about. Oh, man. But
that's great.
It's fun. Yeah. I just better not take her line. If I take her line, I'm in big trouble.
And you have a little boy?
Yes, we have two. I've got
a
13-year-old and a 9-month-old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Hey, you know, it is what it is, but that's great. I saw the baby in some pictures and stuff. I didn't know you had an older child, but that's wonderful.
I gotta get him in the ring. He's over here on his phone.
Okay, yeah, get him in the ring, get him some exercise, right?
He's at work with dad today.
That's great.
You know, we get to go grab some Starbucks, come to the Wrestle Center, play on the computer for a little while, make some visits and then head back to the house. A lot of cool stuff. I mean, we can work a lot from home, but having the facility here, we've got a new desk that we're about to put in the front lobby there. So I'll actually be able to sit down at the computer and work, but it's pretty cool, man. It's great. We're only 23 episodes in.
Yeah.
I think we've been in this place since maybe April.
Okay. Wow.
So it's still very, very new and new opportunities are coming up to do different things. So I'll just tease you with this real quick. But here in a couple of weeks, you're going to see an announcement that our women's division has been extremely solid.
Yeah.
We crowned our first ever Memphis Wrestling Women's Division champion.
Yes.
The feedback has been so good on that we're going to be launching something brand new here in the next couple of weeks. And it's going to involve the women's division. It's going to be awesome.
Well,
we're so excited about it.
We're going to put your YouTube link at the bottom when this comes out. All your social media outlets that you're on, we'll put it all on there for you. And reach out. Dustin, I'm telling you, he's easy to talk to and write back and forth. He'll answer you because when I reached out to him, he answered 5 minutes. I was surprised. I know because you're
busy. If I don't, I'm in a meeting or something like that, but I try to get back to everybody.
Yeah, and that's a great thing because that tells me you're interested in the fans and their.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Most of the fans we know by first name at this point. I mean, it's a wrestling show, but it's like a community that we're building here. Yeah. You know, if I see Laura or Lewis or gosh, and just so many different people that come through the door, and we've grown to know them, just like season ticket holders at the Grizzlies or all that kind of stuff. We've made so many friends just through all this stuff. It's been a lot of fun, and to see them come back over and over again is a lot of fun too, because it shows that they like it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I want to thank you for coming on. And one last question, are there any upcoming significant things you want to talk about before we end the episode here?
Let's
that are coming
see.
Up in championship wrestling from Memphis.
Well, our next live television taping will be on Sunday, August the 15th, featuring former WWE star Eugene. Yeah, on the program coming up, you're going to see Tiger Joe, who it's basically a character off the Netflix series Tiger King, and it'll be Tiger King 2. So you'll see him raising some hell here pretty soon. But the stories will continue on the 15th. So if you're there live, you see a lot of the stories happen before they air on television. So you're kind of on the in crew. Yeah. And there's not a lot of spoilers out there, which is kind of cool. If you're watching it on television, you don't want to know what's happening before it happens. So lots of good stuff coming up. The women's division is about to get as crazy as ever and as big as ever. That's coming up very, very soon. So I would look for some big announcements coming up. By the time this podcast airs, I think it will be public knowledge that the NWA Women's World Champion, Camille, is coming to Memphis Wrestling, and she'll be here live on Sunday, September 5th.
Okay.
That's huge. So that's going to be big. I'm trying to think of what else I can reveal. I think that's all I can kind of reveal.
Okay.
We drop things on TV, on social and all that kind of stuff. And depending on when this podcast drops, I don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. It'll drop in the next week or two for sure.
One of the fun things is having guys like Teddy Long, James Storm, the guys that you've met and you've worked with or that you grew up watching. Those guys are all cool. And then somebody like Camille, who to me, I know she's been in the business a while, but right now, man, she's as hot as ever.
Yeah.
She's the NWA Women's World Champion. I mean, Thunder Rosa held that title. She defended it on AEW. I just feel like it's a bring it on. We want the best. And I feel like Camille's one of the best right now.
Yeah. And so, that brand has, as you said, revived, and they're working with a lot of different promotions, which is great.
I think Dave and them are at each other, but that's not.
Nick
that's, and you know, all the guys that are over there. Aaron Stevens there. He's our buddy. We'll bring him in at some point.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that it's out of the question for the NWA World Champion to come here too. I mean, it's Memphis, man. We bring it on.
That's the hot spot, Memphis.
But Camille will be here September 5th.
Okay,
so that'll be a TV taping as well.
All right. Dustin Starr, thank you, sir, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And for you people out
thank
there
you, Brian.
And watching, watch that show. If you're not in Memphis or on CW30, watch it on YouTube. It drops. It's a wonderful program. Again, Dustin, thank you. And folks, stay tuned for our next podcast. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Phil Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, talking here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my own.
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's
He's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
What's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think... I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion. You know?
Hear exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiants?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it.
Did he didn't have anything to do with this?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is this, that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.